In 1978, stiff winds and huge seas kept Diana Nyad from making the 103-mile swim from Cuba to Florida. Now the world-class open-ocean swimmer and host of The Score, normally heard here at this time on KCRW, is trying again at the age of 61. I'm Matt Holzman, and I'll be keeping you up to date on her progress until she walks up on that beach in Florida. Today I speak with her by cell phone. She's in West Palm Beach. So I don't hear any seagulls behind you, so I assume that you're not in the water as we speak.
You know, I'm taking a day off today. My shoulder needed a rest, and I've been swimming pretty hard for six straight days. And yesterday we had a little, just maybe we would travel on Saturday, start on Sunday. And so I thought I better take a day off in case I need to start really resting and gaining some weight. But then today, it just doesn't look good again. I mean, I'm not a patient person. It's never been a virtue of mine. I want to take control of everything. I want my will to just make things happen, and that served me in the past, but it's not serving me now.
As the 12-steppers say, you have to let go and let God, and that is particularly true when it comes to the weather.
There you go. And did you see that E.M. Forster quote that someone sent around?
No. What did it say?
The sea does not reward those who are too anxious, too greedy, or too impatient. One should lie empty, open, choiceless as a beach, waiting for a gift from the sea. Hmm. We must be willing to let go of the life we have planned, so as to have the life that is waiting for us. This is so true. I need to be that choiceless at the moment. We all know what I want, and we all believe we're going to get it. But I can't make it happen anymore. It's just got to happen.
And if it does happen, the weather turns to your favor. You have decided whether you have Cuban visas or not, you will just go. And if you have to go from a raft out in the middle of the ocean with its location pinpointed by GPS, you're going to do it.
Yep, I'm 100% there. I don't want it. I don't like it. It pisses me off. But it's an alternative that I've come to peace with. And the only sort of politically correct thing we're trying to do, Matt, is not call it a raft, but a dock or an island.
Because, okay.
You know, many Cubans have come across and died on rafts.
Oh, right, of course.
Yeah.
Right, that makes sense. So in the interim, you have been swimming. Is there any fun part of what you're up to, or is it all sustained focus?
I'm not so hardcore that I won't have a quiet dinner, you know, with a good friend or something. But I'm talking about real socializing, like it's Women's Week right here in Key West. Oh, my God. It's a scene. They wanted me to come on Saturday and judge the itsy bitsy teeny weeny bikini contest.
Oh.
And I said, you know, as a general rule, that's right up my alley. But this week, I don't want to go so far afield from, you know, what I'm feeling. And, you know, I don't want to live under, you know, on the other hand, you know, the pressure of adrenaline every minute either. Because, you know, every day we check the weather with these four sources twice a day, and every one of us is just hoping to hear the news, you know. It's like waiting for someone to come out of surgery to tell you it all went fine, you know.
Well, yeah. I guess we'll check in with you next week. And as we say every week, I hope next week we're talking to you about how the swim was rather than when it will be.
You're the first on my list to get a hold of if we're a go.
I'm Matt Holzman. Tune in next week at this time for an update on Diana Nyad's dream, or go to kcrw.com/dream.